Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him radio show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and the title of my message today is The Increase of Light and Darkness, The Separation of the Sheep and the Goats. This message is based on a word that the Lord gave me this week. Today is May 17th, 2017. And I want to go into a little bit more detail because I got a lot of questions about this one. I'm recording this late at night, so y'all bear with me. I probably sound tired because it's like about 10 o'clock where I'm at. How do you tell the sheep from the goats? By how they look. And Satan knows that, so he places goats who mimic sheep into the flocks. He puts them in churches, into Christian workplaces, into schools, and into families. Last week, I told my family in Oklahoma that living in Arkansas was like living in Disney. It's so beautiful. I had taken so many photos of deer, and I even captured pictures of a mommy deer with her spotted baby in my backyard. And I posted that on the Just Praise Him Facebook page. It's kind of hard to beat that kind of scenery. But 2 days later, a snake crawled up on my porch and just sat there staring at the door. That's creepy. Can I just tell you that's really creepy? I don't like snakes. It looked like maybe it was going to knock to come in. And I have a glass door there, and it was really creepy looking at that thing. And my cousin in Texas, I posted on my Facebook page that I have just for my family. And he made the joke after he looked at the photo, and he said, well, the mat does say welcome. But since seeing that snake, I've decided that maybe this place is a little bit more like the Garden of Eden than Disney. I document everything. And I took a picture of that snake in its last minute on Earth because it was the first one I'd seen here. And I thought it was just a grass snake of some kind. No, it was a copperhead. Copperheads are venomous. They're pit vipers. And it just sat there because copperheads are such masters of camouflage that what they do if they see you is they freeze. Because if they're running around in leaves and they freeze, they blend into the leaves, and you really have to have a trained eye to be able to see them at all. It's really scary. So instead of trying to get away, that's what they do. Most snakes will go away from you, but there's a few that won't. But I saw him, and I keep a very sharp hoe right by my front door for opportunities like snake chopping. In the Garden of Eden, the serpent, in order to deceive Adam and Eve, was, the Bible says, very subtle. The word subtle is a Hebrew word that means to be cunning in a bad way. And it comes from a root word that means to make bare, and that's bare as in B-A-R-E, as in without covering. And that is exactly what Satan is trying to do when he tempts you to sin. He wants to remove your covering of protection, because if we sin, we are out from under God's protection. When we're working for the devil, he's not going to protect us. We are not protected when we are sinning. Deception is always subtle. To deceive someone is to lead them away from the true path by means that are hidden. The devil deceives you by mixing just enough of a lie with the truth to make it sound believable. So you'll buy it. Like the poison apple in Snow White, it looked like an apple, it tasted like an apple, and it was an apple, but was something deadly added. And it was something deadly that Snow White could not see that would render her powerless when she bit into it. And that is exactly what Satan wants to do with you, with sin. He wants you to bite off something that has just enough poison in it to render you powerless. Whether that is deception or sin. It's late at night and I'm stumbling over my words. The Lord gave us this word recently about the increase of light and darkness. And he said that whatever is inside a person now, it is increasing, whether it is light or it is darkness. I did not understand when I got that word why that had been ordained. The increase of light and darkness, you know, I think obviously it's leading us to the ultimate showdown between good and evil that's coming. But as I thought about it, I realized that it may also be because wolves in sheep's clothing can only disguise the outside. If the darkness in them increases, their wolf personality is going to come out. And then we'll know who's the wolf and who's the sheep. They will not be able to keep their disguises on as the darkness increases. And I'm already getting reports that this is happening since that word came out. People say that they're seeing evidence. People who have addiction problems are hitting the addiction harder. People that are already kind of unpleasant are being very unpleasant now. That sort of thing. The increase of light and darkness will truly draw the line between the sheep and the goats on earth. And when I say goats, that's basically the wolf, you know, and the people who are pretending to be Christians who are not, those are the wolves in sheep's clothing. But they're basically on the same side of the line. At the same time, scoffing and persecution are increasing. We've got another word about that. And for any of you who don't know or you new Christians, these prophetic messages are on my website, justpraisehim.today. So those that are trying to do what is right, it will be more and more ridiculed and more harassed for doing it. So you keep doing the right thing, but just know that this is increasing, and you know we're gonna be a lot more persecuted now. Persecution, though, I think serves multiple purposes. I don't know about y'all, but I always like to know the why behind things. Persecution makes us commit. It makes us really choose Jesus again and again and again, even as it costs us more and more. And persecution, by the way, increases our rewards in heaven. It refines our faith. I believe it's part of the refining fire. Only true believers are willing to suffer for what they believe. Somebody that's a fake Christian, is not, as soon as there's a price on that, they're bailing. But those of us who really believe, we will. We will pay the cost because we know he's worth it. He's worth everything. Persecution also ushers in revival. Like the early church, it refines and increases our passion and our zeal for the Lord. It makes us bolder instead of quieter because it makes us examine our faith. It makes us look more closely at Jesus and at the gospel. You know, why did he die? What did he do for us? Causing our faith to be set on fire all over again and burning away the unbelief. And because we learn that as we hold up and stand strong under persecution, he anoints us for that and gives us the supernatural ease to walk through whatever retaliation and persecution that we receive for doing that. So persecution, as awful as it feels when it's happening, actually brings a lot of good. Since the release of the light and darkness word, I'm getting tons of reports from all over confirming it, and that the darkness is especially noticeable. One person said that another person's countenance darkened. Now, and I've seen this, and I'm sure y'all have seen it in people that are very demonized. Their face, you know, when the demons really rise up, they just look like a shadow fell across their face. I think now, maybe it was not a coincidence that when I was driving to Arkansas, I saw that open vision when I was looking at that billboard of that realtor. Maybe that was kind of a flash preview. I don't know. But so I wanted to talk a little bit about this today to kind of help us think about, you know, what might be coming in this. People, you know, who are negative are going to become far more negative. If they are destructive, including addictions destructive, the destructiveness will become far worse. If they are mean, they will become more mean, more violent, more belligerent than ever before. They have no control over this because the increase has been ordained by our Heavenly Father. They won't even know why they're getting worse. Phoniness, lying, perversion, murders, all of this will increase exponentially, I think. It will seem at some point, I think, like everything has just gone crazy. But, you know, the Lord did tell us that we were in the age of chaos. So maybe the increase of the light and darkness is part of the reason that he called this the age of chaos. I don't know. I suspect that this will have a terrifying effect on the mentally ill. They will become worse as well. God bless them. And may the Lord have mercy on us all, because that is not going to be pretty for them or for us, because we won't be able to help them with anything that's coming, you know, spiritually from the inside, unless they will allow us to help them. Those who persecute Christians will persecute harder. Those who hate us, like ISIS, that hatred is going to increase dramatically. Last week, I saw a news article about bin Laden's son, who has been groomed to take over as the leader of Al-Qaeda. He's been being groomed since he was a small child. And apparently, he was bin Laden's favorite son. He worshipped his father. He wants vengeance on America for his father's death. Just imagine what effect this is having on him. If the darkness inside him is increasing, if the hatred for the people that he blames for his father's death is increasing, imagine the effect that's having on him. This means other leaders like Kim Jong-un of North Korea, the darkness in them is also increasing. It means President Trump, if there's darkness in him or if there's light in him, whichever there is more of, the Lord said, that's what's going to increase. Whichever there's the most of, that's the one that's going to increase. Light or darkness. As you listen to this podcast, leaders all over the world, this is happening too. If they have more light, the light is increasing. If they have more darkness, the darkness is right now increasing. And they don't know why. I believe it is also designed to usher in the end. If you took the leader of every country and you turned up their anger, their jealousy, and their hatred, and they have the power to start wars. And if that heat keeps getting turned up higher and higher and higher, I wonder what will happen. And I guess we'll find out. I believe we're going to need God's divine protection more than ever now, in order to even just survive in this time when darkness is increasing. And another word that the Lord gave me was scoffing will increase. When persecution and scoffing are increasing, and we're just being hammered on every side. The Lord has told us again and again and again, work while it is day. He already knew that this was coming in the end. We didn't. But we need to be doing our work for him, because I think that the night is quickly approaching when no man can work. The internet is available to all of us. We can write, we can share our testimony, we can do podcasts and talk about Jesus. Spreaker.com and Blog Talk Radio and Podbean too, I believe, all have free plans for people just starting out in podcasting. If you can talk, you can podcast. It's not hard to do at all. Blogger.com is free to start a blog on, where you can share articles or revelations the Lord gives you. YouTube is free. There are other video platforms as well. Facebook is free. You can share articles and videos on there. Everybody can share their testimony of what Jesus did for them, or something they witnessed that he did for someone else. You can write your testimony, make copies. You can buy tracts and hand those out, leave them at restaurants, bus stops, etc. Every single one of us can do something to share the gospel. And there is no excuse for you if you're not doing something, because everybody can do one of these things. I'm trying to help you, because when we all get to judgment, we're going to have to give an account of how we spent our time and whether we did what he asked us to do. Whether we did anything for him at all, or if we just took all the blessings and just enjoyed our life. No excuse is going to be accepted in that time, y'all. He has given you the gift of eternal life. If you can't do a little bit of work for his kingdom, I don't really know what to tell you. I made a new video this week about the recent new wave of attacks by the spirit of Jezebel. Another attack that is on the rise that I want to tell y'all about is an attack of temptations of very old sins, sins that you overcame decades ago. Watch out, because you're going to be attacked by temptations for those same sins again. The easiest time to fall to those is when you're not expecting them. If you expect them, you'll be ready. Then you see them, you go, oh, I know what that is. And you just cast it down. But we all need to be on guard against this so Satan can't just sneak up and blindside us, because that's what he's trying to do. Remember, he's trying to remove your covering. He's trying to remove your protection so he can bring destruction into your life. You choose whether he gets to do that or not. Okay. I hope this message was a help to you. I'm trying to warn you and help you to walk righteously through all this and not, you know, stumble and fall and fall into the pits that he's setting for you. We're going to move on to, I have a few prophetic words for listeners. I don't have a whole bunch. Kelly, you are on the right path. Keep on the path you are on right now. That's where the Lord wants you. Mary, the illness will subside soon. You will get better. Bill, you have asked what the point is, but you already know the answer to your own question. You're just in denial about it. You know what the point is, Bill. Karina or Karuna, I'm not sure. The romance you just left was not the will of the Lord. Although it appeared to be, you will soon hear things and you will know and understand why it wasn't. Margie, there is another job out there for you. You've been thinking that there isn't, and you've stayed in a job that you're unhappy in, but the Lord says there is another job out there for you, and it is one where I see you having contact with young people that you will be really happy and really useful in. Linda, you are in a place of confusion. The Lord says you took a wrong turn a little while back. I think it was a relationship turn, and that threw you off track. There is no way to make everything right until you right that wrong, he says. Bob, for a long time, you've been desiring more and wondering if this is all your life will ever be. The Lord says there's an opportunity to help and serve people near you, that if you will humble yourself and get involved, you will find your life can be so much more. The point, he says, is to focus outside yourself. Mallow, hope I'm saying your name right, something that sounds like Mallow. You have experienced some fallout in your life lately, and you're kind of wondering what is going on. The Lord says this is his hand and not to be afraid. He is removing and rearranging some things for your benefit. You will be very glad he did this when it is all said and done. Billaby, you are living a hard and fast lifestyle. You care nothing for the things of God. In fact, you are listening to this by accident, but is the only way the Lord could get this word to you. Billaby, you have very little time left on earth because of the drugs. You need to prepare for your death now because you have refused to repent and your time is up. Say what you have to say to all those you love now because you are about to leave the earth. And Billaby, if you don't want to go now, Jesus will still accept your repentance if you give him your heart. And all you have to do is say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everything I did. Help me do better. I believe in you. And he will help you. Frank, you have been grieving over someone you love that you lost. Frank, the Lord wants you to know that you will see that person again. I think you have questions about that. He said you will see them again. Chris, your life is kind of low-key, and you're wondering if it is just going to skate along like that, never changing. The Lord says he's about to shake things up for you. As with every prophetic word or message that you encounter, always test the spirits. All glory goes to God for these words and for this message, because they all came from him. Thanks for watching. I hope that y'all have a really, really blessed week. And I hope to be be able to make another video next week. I'm going to try to make more videos when I'm doing the podcast, because y'all seem to like the videos. So, Jesus bless you. Thanks for watching. Y'all have a great week. Bye.